Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 19. What is, and what is not, genuine love? There are some 200 references to love in the New Testament. One says, God is love. If that is true, we should be preaching love 1,000 times more than we do. The problem is that the enemy has kidnapped the New Testament idea of love agape from Christianity and substituted the Hellenistic, pagan idea instead eros. Most Christians do not understand the difference. The New Testament idea of love is not soft on sin, it is the only effective antidote to it. There is nothing mushy about agape. The same God who is agape is also a consuming fire. Long before the flames of the last days are let loose, that holy fire will have burned highly refined self-centeredness out of every Laodicean heart where genuine faith in Christ will let it do so. To talk about the law without understanding agape brings about wrath and actually contributes to sin. Only agape is the fulfillment of the law. It follows that the remnant church who keep the commandments of God will be a people virtually obsessed with agape. A wise writer has said, "The last rays of merciful light, the last message of mercy to be given to the world, is a revelation of His character of love. The children of God are to manifest His glory." That message is not soft soap. The all-important question in the judgment will be, have we learned to love? Not how many works of the law we have toted up. Jesus separates the sheep and the goats on that one score of true love. John's magnificent chapter on agape love reveals a test of whether or not we know God. Everyone who loves is born of God, and knows God. He who does not love with agape does not know God. What an unmitigated tragedy to stand at last before the Lord pleading all our wonderful works and prophesyings, and casting out devils, all in His name, and hear Him say to us sadly, "Sorry, it wasn't I who answered those prayers. I never knew you." What is real love, agape? We cannot understand the holy law of God without understanding it, for God is agape.